Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories this Monday morning. Union MSME Minister Nitin Gadkari on Sunday said that the central government will set up a panel to provide necessary clearances needed by businesses within 3 months in a bid to attract foreign investment in micro, small and medium enterprises. He said that a joint secretary-level officer has already been appointed to look after foreign investments in the MSME sector. Roche has won emergency approval from the US Food and Drug Administration for an antibody test to determine whether people have ever been infected with the coronavirus, the Swiss drug maker said on Sunday. The company aims to more than double production of tests from about 50 million a month to significantly more than 100 million a month by the end of the year. The countrywide lockdown imposed on March 23rd, while necessary, has had deep ramifications on economic activity. A CII CEO snap poll on impact of COVID-19 on economy and industry has found that Indian industry not only anticipates a significant decline in their top line, but also fears that economic revival and demand recovery may take more than a year. The survey saw participation from more than 300 CEOs, of which nearly two-thirds belong to MSMEs. Industry body FICCI has suggested various measures like infrastructure status to the steel industry, zero duty on critical raw materials and another three-month moratorium to revive the sector, which has been impacted by the lockdown. Granting infrastructure status to the steel industry, it said, will give access to finance at competitive rates from various markets and sources. Besides, the entire supply chain of the sector should be incorporated into essential services and be allowed to operate with precautionary measures as per the guidelines of the government. Extending the lockdown for the third time, Centre has allowed some relief to businesses in all zones, red, orange and green. Under staggered relaxation in lockdown restrictions that come in effect from May 4th, government has allowed liquor stores and pawn shops to reopen in all three zones. However, they will not be allowed to operate in containment zones. Alcohol and pawn shops in malls or marketing complexes will also remain closed, even if they are outside the containment zones. India's $120 billion automobile industry registered an unprecedented zero sales in the domestic market in the month of April as the lockdown in the country kept all factories and dealerships shut. The only business transaction registered by the companies included some small numbers for exports and sale of tractors that were exempted from the ambit of the lockdown as an essential part of agricultural activity. India prepared for the third phase of the national lockdown from today with considerable relaxations in several districts, but curbs will continue in containment areas even as Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said people will have to be ready to live with coronavirus and that time has come to reopen the city. Retailers and traders expect to reopen more shops under the new relaxed guidelines, although they are still seeking clarity from local authorities. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.